Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guest this week is Dawn Pieseld, the Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce. You have a new chamber member.
We do. We're very happy to welcome Ultimate Electronic Recycling. And they're located in Litchfield at the address of 900 West Union Avenue. So welcome.
And that's someone, obviously, that if you need to recycle electronics, is all the time you hear about these, you know, these drives where, you know, don't bring in your electronics or such.
Here's your opportunity. Yeah. At all points, they'll answer any and all questions. They're very excited to get it going. And the way it sounded when they talked to me, they just want any and all electronics. So I think it's very well needed. They're going to be also working with the Montgomery County Recycling department too, mm-hmm. So they'll be on board with all of them, and they'll work together. So mm-hmm. that's great.
Okay, and your September Chamber Member of the Month was
Country Financial. So we're just excited about that. Tony Martin and his crew over there. So congratulate Country Financial as being the Chamber September Member of the Month.
Okay, very nice. And you recently, I know you had a golf tournament fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about how that went.
It went very well. The weather was awesome. Could not have asked for a better day. We had 16 teams participate. And once again, would like to thank our title sponsor, Bank and Trust. They're always so supportive and just a great group to work with. Want to thank also for the hors d'oeuvre sponsors, St. Francis Hospital, mm-hmm. and Neiman Grain Farms for the lunch, and Evergreen Supportive Living for the beer cart and a free drink for everyone.
Okay.
Pepsi Refreshment Services also supplied all the water and Pepsi products free of charge, and Hampton Inn supplied some delicious cookies. So it was all very much appreciated.
And you didn't get rained on.
And we didn't get rained on. It was just beautiful. We had a lot of good fun. So
good.
That's hopefully we'll get you out there sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure. And last week was Chamber Week. But in honor of that, you're having a membership drive.
We are. And we really want to, we utilize the opportunity to thank all of our members and then also let any new members or new prospective members know and new businesses know that we are sponsoring a membership drive. You receive 16 months of membership for the price of 12. So give me a call at the office, come by the museum, talk to me in the office and side there. And also you can email me at info@litchfieldchamber.com and we'll get you signed up.
And the chamber will help you out in whatever way possible.
That's right. That's right. We have a very active chamber, truly. So right. That's a lot to be thankful for.
And on holiday season is around the corner. It's hard to believe Christmas is what? Almost 3 months away,
over
3 months away. There's some Christmas events to talk about that the chamber's going to be having.
There are. and actually, believe it or not, I am excited. I love Christmas, but it is a little early. But on the first weekend, the first Friday and Saturday in December, which is this December 2nd and 3rd, we're going to have our festivities. And the theme this year is Elf. The movie, which I just love anyway, and we're going to have our Christmas parade Friday night, December 2nd at 6:00 p.m. again. It'll be lighted. We've had a great turnout in the past 2 or 3 years, so I'm really excited about that. We will have photos with Santa again after the parade. We're thinking that we're going to try to get it downtown. Mm-hmm. A location there. The Moose has been wonderful about providing it in the past. They had a conflict this year, so it might be a blessing in disguise.
Sure.
And so we're talking to some business owners right there downtown and have all the photos there taken right there in the vicinity. The holiday walk will be again Friday night from 5 to 8, December 2nd. Then we'll have that wonderful Jingle Bell Jog that's always fun, Saturday morning, December 3rd. You'll want to register early to make sure you get a sweatshirt, and prices are still the same this year, so it's all good. And one more thing, compliments of West Side Cinema. They will be once again showing a free Christmas movie at noon, and they'll be showing Elf.
Yeah, it's a very, very good movie.
Starring Will Ferrell. It's great for children of all ages,
absolutely.
I like to say. Yeah. I laugh every time I see it.
I do want to go back to the holiday walk
briefly.
That's a really fun event. It's something that I've been to. I know in the past there's been a scavenger hunt involved? Is there not one this
year?
We're
making plans. Okay. And in fact, we're getting that all lined up. We have a lot of good ideas. We have a lot of things up our sleeves and lots of things we're trying to consider and getting with the business owners and just trying to really blow it up. You know how things ebb and flow and up and down. And we used to get a great turnout and then it's hit some growing years. Mm-hmm. And not such a good turnout with the walk. The parade's always done well. So this year we're really going to try to step up the Christmas walk and hopefully get a lot of participation.
Right. Well, and being in that it's you know, the first weekend in December, usually it's you're also battling, you know, what's the weather going to be like? Is it going to be too cold?
That's what's hurt us in the past. Yeah. If it's having a lot of the cold weather and a lot of precipitation, that really affects it. But that's what Christmas snow is all about. So you just got to take it in stride. I think Elf is a good theme and a fun theme. And so there's a lot we can do with that. Mm-hmm. And so everybody listen and read the papers and be on the lookout for some news with our Christmas walk.
You should have an Elf dress up contest. Like some people dress up as elves. And
note taken. Thank you.
Before the Christmas festivities, about a month before, maybe 3 weeks, more than that actually, a couple months before, in October, you're going to be having a candidates forum for the election that'll happen a couple weeks after the forum. Tell us a little bit about the candidates forum and what's going to go on there.
Yes, I would like to. Thank you. We'll have the forum on Tuesday, October 25th. And we're inviting all candidates running in contested races for, there's three of them, for the county coroner, state's attorney, and the county board to participate. We're also going to invite other candidates to come for a meet and greet that are also running and are up for re-election but are not contested. So mm-hmm. they'll be there hopefully as well for everyone to come out and meet. It's open to the public. Everyone is welcome. We usually get a very good turnout. And I know that there's a lot of, we have some great, great people running, and I'm excited to hear all of their platforms and what they have to say, and we just invite everybody in the public to come out. I also want to say that we're asking anyone who'd like to submit a question for those candidates in the forum, please let me know. You can call the office, you can bring it by, you can email it to me, put it in the, drop it in the mail, and put it on a piece of paper and send it in the mail. We are open to any and all questions, mm-hmm. and we'll try to get as many of them as we can.
Will you have, I guess since you're doing the questions or asking people to submit the questions beforehand, will you not have like an open mic there for people to come in? This will all be questions that are posed.
It'll be both.
Oh, both. Okay. Yeah,
and that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. What we will do is we have a panel, a very diverse panel of chamber members that are getting together this week to start developing questions beforehand. Now, mm-hmm. the candidates will not have any idea. Nobody that will see those except for myself and the members of the panel who will be developing questions. And then we are also inviting the public to send in any questions they have. We invite chamber members as well to send in any questions they have. Anybody's welcome to send one in ahead of time, and we'll review them as long as they're not repetitive or as long as they're substantial and nice questions, right. They will be asked. And then also, though, if time allows, and with just three candidate races being on the panel that night, I would assume time would allow for questions to come off the floor.
Okay.
What we'll do is we'll pass out index cards. You'll write your question down and then submit them. We'll just check them, make sure that everything's good and nice and the content is very fair. And then we'll supply that with the moderator and he will present the question.
Okay. Okay.
So it's kind of a little of everything.
Sure. And that's going on Tuesday, October 25th. I don't know if we mentioned this. Where was it going to be at?
At Lincolnland Community College in Litchfield.
At the auditorium.
At 7 o'clock, yes, at the auditorium.
Good facility to have it at.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. And they're wonderful. They really do partner with us and allow us to have so many things out there, and we're thankful for that.
Again, that was Dawn Piesold, Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.